Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So we return to holiday family arguments, and we've already gotten some advice on the program this morning, Majora. We've gotten from Hans Blix, diplomacy begins in the kitchen.
That was a good one.
Don't humiliate anyone. Our listener said, just lighten up around the holidays.
I know a listener who really, by all accounts, didn't even need to say anything
Exactly. So preventing politics or any sort of significant heavy issue from ruining your holiday table, I imagine that might be complicated for someone like Robbie Fulks, who's a country singer. That's not an issue. But he's also an atheist and a contributor to the new anthology, The Atheist's Guide to Christmas. Robbie, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, John?
Great. If you're an atheist at the table of somebody's holiday meal, do you run the risk of derailing the whole holiday spirit?
Well, I'm thinking about my family here and my wife's family, who is mainly who I see on Christmas, and it doesn't really come up. I find that, you kind of go along with the Christian program a little bit when they start praying. You close your head, you close your eyes and go along with the program and be polite for them. You kind of have to be on their wavelength sometime and humor them a little
right.
bit.
But probably what you don't do, Robbie, is whistle or sing this song at the table. Listen.
He cries out to heaven, it's truth to
your tune, hey?
Yeah.
I like it.
Thank you.
You know, as a country singer now, is the tone
it was a
there
big hit for me. Just kidding.
right. Is the tone there as a country singer, you know, God isn't real, oh darn, I was expecting him to be real, kind of like a jilted lover sort of idea, or are you preaching there?
It's preaching, really. I mean, it's taking a lot of arguments that have been around for a long time, you know, most fundamentally the problem of evil, and putting them in a kind of almost a caricatured form, but, you know, really just a simplified country music form and or a gospel form almost. It's like appropriating the gospel tone of the Louvin Brothers song Satan Is Real, and as well as other
right.
songs.
I see. You know, 55% of atheists celebrate Christmas. I think that's kind of amazing. Are you one of them?
Yeah, well, we've got kids, and so we don't want them turning out like Madeline Murray O'Hare's crazy kids and, you know, being pathological or anything. But, all of us here celebrate just like all our secular and Jewish and other friends in the neighborhood. We've got a tree and a meal and gifts and all the rest.
Well, Robbie, your sound is very country, which is often associated with Christian. And so what kind of venues do you play in, and where's your big fan base?
You know, I've got a real urban fan base. I've never played, you know, to the Walmart crowd in particular, but I've played some state fairs, and, you know, I played the Grand Ole Opry a couple times and some other hardcore country places, and I don't play that song when I'm at, you know, as I say, I'm a pretty conciliatory guy, but when I do play it, you know, people walk out sometimes.
That must be...
Well, he's a contributor to the new anthology, The Atheist's Guide to Christmas, and, you know, Robbie, they got some Unitarian churches down there in Nashville. You should check them out. Robbie Fulks is a country singer and atheist. Happy holiday to you, Robbie.
Thank you. Same to you.
You too.